When the law is a type checker, formalizing O-1 visa criteria in Lien 4. Introduction. Immigration law is, at first glance, an unusual place to start a series about AI alignment. But the O-1A visa, the United States pathway for individuals of extraordinary ability in science, education, business, or athletics, turns out to be a near-perfect test case for a question that matters far beyond immigration. What happens when you try to express legal rules as formal mathematics? The answer, in this case, is that it works. And the fact that it works here will make it all the more striking in the next essay in this series, when I attempt the same exercise on a legal system where it does not. The O-1A visa is governed by 8 CFR 214.20, which specifies 8 evidentiary criteria. An applicant must satisfy at least 3. The criteria are well-defined, the threshold is explicit, and the decision procedure, while not entirely mechanical, is structured enough that a USCIS officer could, in principle, explain exactly why a given petition was approved or denied. This is unusual in law. Most legal systems rely on discretion, contextual judgment, and terms of art whose meaning shifts with every case. The O-1A is closer to a type-checking problem. Does the evidence, when passed against the specification, satisfy the required predicates? I want to make this precise. What follows is a formalization of the O-1A evidentiary criteria in Lien 4, a proof assistant developed at Microsoft Research. The exercise is not academic. It reveals something about the structure of law that has consequences for how we think about AI systems, trust, and formal verification. Themes I will develop across subsequent essays. Why Lien 4? Lien 4 is a dependently typed programming language and interactive theorem prover. It allows you to express mathematical propositions as types and proofs as programs. If the program compiles, the proposition is true. This matters because Lien 4 doesn't let you cheat. In natural language, you can write a legal rule that sounds precise but hides ambiguity. In Lien 4, every term must be defined, every condition must be expressible as a type, and every logical dependency must be explicit. The compiler is a merciless reader. For legal formalization, this creates a productive tension. The law is written in English. Lien 4 demands that you decide exactly what the English means. Every time you write a type signature, you are making a choice that the statute deliberately avoided. Those choices are where the interesting work happens. A note on the code that follows. The Lien 4 code in this essay is a design sketch. The types and structures are correct, and the approach is sound, but I have traded precision for readability in a few places, detailed in the technical notes at the end. In particular, the criteria count function as presented requires decidable instances for each predicate, which are omitted for brevity. The code should be read as a precise statement of intent, not a file ready to paste into LakeBuild. The full compilable source will be linked alongside this essay. The O-1A Evidentiary Framework. Under 8 CFR 214.203, an applicant for extraordinary ability in science, education, business, or athletics can qualify in one of two ways. Major award, evidence of receipt of a major, internationally recognized award, a Nobel Prize, Fields Medal, or equivalent. 3 of 8 criteria. Evidence satisfying at least 3 of 8 evidentiary categories. The 8 criteria are awards, nationally or internationally recognized awards, or prizes for excellence in the field membership. Membership in associations that require outstanding achievement, as judged by recognized experts, press, published material in professional or major trade publications, or major media about the applicant and their work. Judging, participation as a judge of the work of others in the field. Original contributions, original scientific, scholarly, or business-related contributions of major significance. Authorship, authorship of scholarly articles in professional journals or other major media critical employment. Employment in a critical or essential capacity for organizations with a distinguished reputation, high remuneration, commanding a high salary or other, significantly high remuneration relative to others in the field. The decision procedure is two-step. First, the officer checks whether at least three criteria are satisfied. Second, and this is important, the officer evaluates the totality of the evidence to determine whether the applicant has extraordinary ability with sustained national or international acclaim. Meeting three criteria is necessary but not sufficient. The formalization. Part 1. Base types. A code example follows in the written version. These are straightforward. The statute specifies four fields and two scopes. No ambiguity here. Part 2. Evidence types. Each of the eight criteria requires a specific kind of evidence. I model each as a structure containing the information a USCIS officer would need to evaluate it. A code example follows in the written version. A few things are already visible. First, several fields are Boolean. For excellence, judged by experts, major significance. In the statute, these are qualitative judgments. In the formalization, they must be resolved to true or false. This is where the formalization forces a choice that the law leaves to the officer. I will return to this. Second, high remuneration evidence includes both the amount and a field median. The statute says high salary relative to others in the field. The formalization makes explicit that this is a comparative judgment, not an absolute threshold. You could replace the Boolean significantly high with a function, say, amount greater than twice the field median, but that would impose a specific threshold the statute does not specify. I leave it as a Boolean to preserve the statute's intentional vagueness on this point. Part 3. The evidence portfolio. An applicant's complete evidence is a portfolio, a collection of evidence items across all eight criteria, plus optionally a major international award. A code example follows in the written version. Part 4. Criterion satisfaction. Predicates. Each criterion is satisfied if there exists at least one valid piece of evidence for it. These predicates encode the regulatory requirements. A code example follows in the written version. Part 5. Counting satisfied criteria. The statute requires at least three. I need a way to count how many criteria a portfolio satisfies. Because the predicates are propositions, not Booleans, I use a counting approach that checks each criterion independently. A code example follows in the written version. The non-computable annotation is required because prop in lien 4 is not decidable in general. In practice, for concrete evidence portfolios with Boolean fields, decidability is straightforward. The annotation is a concession to the proof assistance type system, not a limitation of the approach. Part 6. The decision procedure. A code example follows in the written version. What the formalization reveals. What works? The 01A criteria formalize cleanly because they have a specific structure, discrete categories. The eight criteria are independent. Satisfying one has no bearing on another. There are no trade-offs, no weighting functions, no interactions between criteria. This is unusual in law and is what makes the 01A tractable. Explicit threshold. At least three is a natural number comparison. No ambiguity about what counts as enough. Binary predicates. Each criterion is either satisfied or not. There is no partial satisfaction, no almost meets the standard. The evidence either demonstrates the required property or it does not. Independence from ordering. It does not matter which three criteria you satisfy. Any three of eight will do. This is a combinatorial property that the type system captures naturally. The criteria form a set, not a sequence. These properties make the 01A a type-checking problem in a precise sense. The evidence portfolio is a term. The eligibility criteria are a type. The question, is this applicant eligible, reduces to, does this term inhabit this type? Which is exactly the question Lien 4 is designed to answer. What does not work? The totality assessment axiom is doing important work by marking where formalization fails. the statute's two-step procedure is architecturally revealing. Step 1, 3 of 8 criteria, is a formal check. Step 2, totality assessment, is a human judgment that the formal check alone cannot capture. Meeting 3 criteria is a necessary condition, but the officer must also be persuaded that the overall picture demonstrates extraordinary ability. Why can't step 2 be formalized? Because extraordinary ability is a relational concept. It means being among the small percentage who have risen to the very top of the field. This requires comparison against a population, and the population is not specified. Top of what field? Compared to whom? Over what time period? The statute does not answer these questions because they depend on context that no fixed specification can anticipate. I have modeled this as an axiom, an unproven assertion that the type system accepts but cannot verify. This is not a failure of the formalization. It is the formalization revealing the boundary between what can be mechanized and what cannot. The Boolean problem. The most important design decision in this formalization is the use of Boolean fields like major significance, judged by experts, and significantly high. In the statute, these are qualitative assessments. In Lien 4, they must be true or false. This compression is where most of the real-world complexity hides. Major significance to whom? By what standard? A contribution might be of major significance in a subfield, but unremarkable in the broader discipline. The Boolean flattens this into a single bit. I could model these as richer types. A significance score, a confidence interval, a distribution over assessments. But doing so would impose structure that the statute intentionally leaves open. The Boolean is more honest. It says, someone must decide this, and we are not specifying how. It is worth being clear about what this means. The formalization separates what can be mechanically checked. The combinatorial structure. Are at least 3 predicates true? From what requires judgment, the individual predicates themselves. A USCIS officer's role is precisely to resolve the Booleans. The formalization clarifies which judgments are theirs to make. But something is lost in this separation. When a USCIS officer evaluates whether a contribution is of major significance, they are not resolving a Boolean from first principles. They are drawing on professional knowledge, precedent, analogy, and a sense of the field that no Boolean field can encode. The officer's reasoning is what HLA Hart called the internal point of view, the perspective of someone who uses a rule as a guide, not just an observer who records whether it was satisfied. The formalization captures the external structure of the decision, but not the internal practice of making it. That gap is real, and it matters when we consider whether a formal model could ever substitute for the officer's judgment. Objections. The Boolean resolution problem is the whole problem. This is the strongest objection. If the hard part is deciding whether a contribution has major significance, and the formalization just moves that decision into a Boolean field that must be set by a human, what has the formalization actually achieved? The counting logic was never in dispute. The answer is that the formalization achieves something precise about the structure of the decision, even if not its substance. Before writing the Lien 4 code, it is possible to believe that the O1A is a holistic judgment call from start to finish. The formalization shows that it is not. It has a combinatorial outer layer, count to 3, and a judgment inner layer, resolve the predicates. These are separable concerns, and separating them has practical value. It tells you which part of the decision could be automated, which part requires expertise, and where the two interface. In a system where an AI processes the evidence and a human reviews the borderline cases, this separation is the architecture. Why not Katala? Katala, developed by Dennis Merigou and colleagues at INRIA, is a programming language designed specifically for encoding statutory law. It has a well-defined default logic semantics, compiles to OCaml for execution, and has been used to formalize substantial portions of French tax law. For the O1A criteria, Katala could express the counting logic directly and would produce runnable code. The honest answer is, for the specific task of computing eligibility, Katala is probably the better tool. It is closer to the problem, its default logic handles statutory exceptions naturally, and it has real deployments. Lean 4 adds value when you want to prove properties about the decision procedure. For instance, proving that no portfolio can satisfy more criteria by providing less evidence, or proving that the major award path and the three criteria path are logically independent. These are properties you can state and verify in Lean 4, but cannot express in Katala. The two tools are complements, not competitors. This formalization is too simple to be useful in practice. Yes, deliberately so. The O1A is selected precisely because it is a case where formal methods work well. The point is not to claim that immigration adjudication should be automated, but to identify the structural features that make a legal system amenable to formalization, and by contrast, to set up the next essay, where those features are absent. The simplicity is the argument. Formalizing law makes it less flexible and less just. This objection is worth taking seriously. Lawrence Lessig's "Code is Law" thesis, that code is itself a form of regulation, shaping behavior as effectively as legal rules, has a corollary. Law encoded as code inherits all the rigidity of code. Bugs become systematic errors. Edge cases become injustices at scale. The discretion that allows a human officer to notice something unusual and act on it is eliminated. The formalization in this essay does not propose to replace human adjudication. It proposes to clarify the structure of the decision so that the human's attention is directed where it is genuinely needed. Whether that framing is sufficient, whether any law as code project can avoid the risks Lessig identifies, is a question the series will return to. A concrete example. To make this tangible, consider a hypothetical applicant, a CTO at an AI company applying under extraordinary ability in business. A code example follows in the written version. This portfolio satisfies 5 of 8 criteria: press, judging, original contributions, authorship, and critical employment. The evidentiary threshold, at least 3, is met. Whether the totality of evidence demonstrates extraordinary ability is a judgment that remains outside the formalization, as it should. Prior art and where this sits. Encoding law as formal logic is not a new idea. Sarah Larsky's work on formalizing the U.S. tax code in default logic demonstrated that statutory computation is tractable for well-structured provisions. Governor Tory and colleagues have encoded regulatory compliance requirements in defeasible deontic logic, DDL, showing that normative reasoning can be mechanized without full first-order logic. The Katala project has produced executable formal specifications of French and U.S. social security law. The rules as code movement in several governments is exploring whether new legislation should be published in machine-readable form alongside natural language. What is less common is formalization in a proof assistant with dependent types, a system that can not only compute answers, but prove properties about the computation. The O1A exercise here is intended to show that the move from DDL or Katala to a full proof assistant is meaningful. You gain the ability to state and verify invariants about the legal structure itself, not just run the rules on inputs. Whether that additional expressiveness is worth the added complexity is an open question, and one this series aims to inform. Why this matters beyond immigration. This essay is the first in a series. The O1A formalization is the easy case, a legal system whose structure cooperates with formal methods. The criteria are independent, the threshold is explicit, and the boundary between mechanical checking and human judgment is architecturally clear. In the next essay, I will attempt the same exercise on a legal system where none of this is true. Section 25 of the Matrimonial Causes Act, 1973, which governs how English courts divide assets in divorce. Section 25 gives judges 7 factors to consider: income, earning capacity, needs, standard of living, age, contributions, conduct, but specifies no weighting function, no threshold, and no decision procedure. Two judges presented with identical facts can reach different outcomes, and both can be correct. The O1A says, satisfy 3 of 8, then we will exercise judgment. Section 25 says, here are some things to think about, now decide. The difference is structural, not just a matter of degree. What I will show is that when you attempt to formalize Section 25 in Lean 4, you don't just fail. You fail in a way that reveals something important. The failure is an impossibility result. No fixed decision function can simultaneously satisfy consistency, same facts, same outcome, monotonicity, more contribution should not decrease your allocation, and needs-based fairness, both parties' basic needs should be met when assets allow. These properties are mutually unsatisfiable. Judicial discretion, it turns out, is not laziness or imprecision. It is a necessary escape valve for a system whose fairness properties are in mathematical conflict. This has consequences far beyond family law. The same structural problem, mutually unsatisfiable properties requiring process-level negotiation rather than fixed specification, appears in AI alignment. You cannot fully specify what it means for an AI system to be safe and helpful and honest simultaneously, because these properties conflict at the boundaries. The resolution, as Emmett Shear and the team at Softmax have argued, may require organic, negotiated alignment rather than fixed specification. But I am getting ahead of myself. The O1A is the starting point, a system where formal specification works and where the boundary between what can be checked and what requires judgment is clean. The next essay will show what happens when that boundary dissolves. Technical notes. What exists today? The types, structures, and predicates in this essay. Field, scope, the 8 evidence structures, O1A portfolio, the satisfies predicates, meets evidentiary threshold, is eligible O1A, are syntactically correct Lean 4. The example portfolio is a valid term. These will type check with Lean 4 and Mathlib. What does not yet exist and why? The criteria count decidability gap. The function criteria count uses if satisfies awards P, then 1 else 0, where satisfies awards P high. Prop. In Lean 4, if on a prop requires a decidable instance for that proposition. Without explicit decidable instances, or a rewrite to use bool-valued predicates, this function will not compile. The fix is either to define boolean-valued versions of each predicate, e.g. satisfies awards bool, O1A portfolio bool, or to provide decidable pred instances. For this domain, both approaches are straightforward. I have omitted them to keep the exposition focused on the logical structure rather than the proof plumbing. The full compilable source will be linked alongside this essay. Comparable evidence. The regulations at 8 CFR 214.203 BA B allow comparable evidence when the listed criteria do not readily apply to the applicant's occupation. This is modeled implicitly. Additional evidence structures could be defined and mapped to existing criteria. But I have not formalized the readily applies test, which is itself a judgment call. Temporal dimension. The statute requires sustained acclaim. This implies a time dimension that the formalization does not capture. A richer model would include time stamps on evidence and a predicate requiring evidence distributed across a sufficient time period. The totality assessment axiom. This is an honest representation of an unformalized requirement, not a placeholder to be filled in later. It is the boundary. Formalization stops here because the statute requires it to. The full source code, including these types, decidable instances, and an expanded set of examples, is available as a Lean 4 file and will be linked from aguilarperlayers.co.uk alongside this essay. This is the first essay in a series on formal methods, legal reasoning, and AI alignment. Next, the judge's impossible function. Why Section 25 cannot be formalized. previous essays in the broader series, The Soul and the Hands, A Third Path for AI Alignment, Building Formal Reasoning into Legal Automation, Power Without Promiscuity.